A couple of hours ago, Hezbollah officials have confirmed that one of its military commanders, Samir Kuntar, was killed in an attack near Damascus. Kuntar is a known name for every Israeli, as he committed a heinous terror attack in Nahariya back in 1979 and has joined Hezbollah in 2008 after his release from Israeli prison. The details of the overnight attack are still pouring in, but in order to get a better understanding of what has happened and what is likely to happen, we are joined by Yaakov Amidor, the former National Security Advisor and a senior fellow at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies and a fellow at JINSA Strategic Center in the U.S. Mr. Amidor will give us his opening remarks, and then we will proceed to the pre-submitted questions. So Mr. Amidor, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. As you know, Israel declared in the past that when we'll be in need, we will act in Syria against two kinds of targets. One is moving off game-changer weapon systems to the hands of Hezbollah, and the other one is preparations to attack Israel. Samir Kuntar was a pivot in the efforts of Hezbollah to prepare the next launching pad in the Golan Heights. He was very active in the north part of the Golan Heights in the Syrian side, responsible for preparing the area for attacks against Israel. And he, if he neutralized by someone, it's a good news for the state of Israel.
Okay, let's turn to the questions. Why was it important for Israel, if indeed it carried out the strike, to target Samir Kuntar?
Because, as I said, Samir Kuntar was a pivot in the efforts of Hezbollah to prepare the Golan Heights as another front against Israel. And he personally and the people he worked with from Hezbollah and from time to time Iranians were very active preparing the Golan Heights for being another front against Israel. And whenever we can prevent those people from building these capabilities, we will try.
One journalist is asking, what proof do we have that Kuntar was actually setting up Hezbollah's cell in the Golan Heights?
Ask yourself what the guy from Lebanon is doing in the Golan Heights day and night, what his interests are. And, you know, intelligence is part of our capabilities, and we have good intelligence about what he's supposed to do. And from the reaction of Hezbollah today, you can understand that it was not a big mistake. Those who did it probably did the right thing from the point of view of the assessment what his job in the Golan Heights is.
Can you elaborate a little bit more about Samir Kuntar, about his activities in the past as well? We know that he's a Druze, but he joined Hezbollah. What can you tell us about him?
Yes, he joined Hezbollah after he was released in one of the deals that we had with Hezbollah. For them, it was a huge, important symbol because he killed an Israeli family. For Hezbollah, it's a good example of what they expect from their people to do. Civilians who had been killed in Nahariya, not even in what people say, you know, West Bank, occupation, and all these excuses of so many murders. In this case, even this excuse does not stand. And after his release, he joined Hezbollah. And because some of the villages in the north part of the Golan Heights are Druze villages, it was easy for Hezbollah to bring in an actor who naturally, as a Druze, has good relations with these citizens of Syria. And he was very, very active, not alone, with other members of Hezbollah, commanders from Hezbollah, and that was what he's supposed to do, to prepare the area, to prepare the northern part of the Golan Heights for future attacks against Israel.
We've heard Hezbollah pointing fingers against Israel and vowing for retaliation. What should we be expecting to happen on that front in the coming days and weeks?
We have to take into consideration that Hezbollah will try to retaliate in a way which will not make Israel will not force Israel to begin a big operation or a war against Hezbollah. It's not the interest of Hezbollah and the Iranians to do today. The situation in Syria is not so good for them to open another front against Israel. They will try to retaliate and to take some revenge, and we will have to be in alert. But, you know, because of Hezbollah promises in the past, after Morani and so on and so forth, alert should be there anyhow. So I don't see it changing anything but tactical, technical, practical steps that should be taken by the people on front.
And another question, what impact, if at all, would this strike have on the ongoing situation in Syria, especially given the increased Russian involvement and the UN Security Council resolution over the weekend?
Look, in Syria, we have today three different kinds of wars or battles. One is the international battle against ISIS, which done cooperation between Americans, Russians, Iranians, and French and others. This is one level of war in Syria. The second level of war is the war between the rebels and the regime in Damascus, in which the Russians are taking side with the Assad regime, the Saudis and the Americans are helping the rebels. But this is another layer of battles. The third one is between Israel, Hezbollah, and Iran, in which Israel tried to prevent Hezbollah and Iran to build more capabilities and more capabilities inside Lebanon and more capabilities in Syria. And this is a third layer of battle inside Syria. And all the layers are living together with coordination, without coordination. But it is a very complicated situation. But when you speak about Syria, you have to understand that it is not one war, and not always the enemy of my enemy is my friend. In some occasions, the enemy of my enemy is also my enemy. So it's very complicated situation, not easy to differentiate between the bad and the good and who is good at all. I think that most of them are bad, but anyhow, this is the complicated situation which occurred today in Syria.
And another journalist is asking, why doesn't Israel admit to killing Kuntal?
Because I don't know if it was done by Israel, but we learned that it is easier to the other side to swallow and not to react if we don't make any formal admissions about what we do and what we don't do, and it's easier for the other side not to retaliate if the question is, you know, somewhere the answer is a little bit blur in the air and not so clear like after an official announcement. And I'm not sure that even in this case it's Israel, because so many people in Syria has their own reason to kill these guys who are helping Assad, that at the end of the day, if it is Israel or not, it's good for Israel, but I'm not sure that Israel did it.
So it's complicated, says Yaakov Amidror, and on that note, we will thank you, former National Security Advisor, Senior Fellow at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies, and a Fellow at JINSA Strategic Center in the United States. Yaakov Amidror, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.